You okay with it?
Please hang up. What now?
Oh, if you don't want to be recorded.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
Does it matter what we talk about?
No, they could care less.
Okay. All right.
So you didn't call me and tell me about the fire.
Man, I've been just strung out doing stuff. You wouldn't believe it. I mean.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, okay. First of all, I thought it was going to be in the Coliseum. You know, and it ain't. It's in the biggest bar in Jackson. So me and Mary Kay go walking in after I found out like a couple of hours that it was going to be in a bar, you know, before I got up there.
Yeah.
And so we go walking in this place, and there's like five skinheads sitting there in leather jackets. One of them had a earring through his eyebrow. And I'm going, God, look at these guys. You know, they had goatees and everything.
Yeah.
And Mary Kay looks around. She says, there's too much testosterone in this place. We need to leave. I mean, it looks like something off a biker movie. They're wearing black leather jackets and you know, full body tattoos and everything. And
yeah.
I'm going to fight these guys. Right. So, you know, as time went on, more competitors and all started coming in and everything. Well, the guy that I filled they give me my form to fill out, didn't even have a nose. I mean, it looked like somebody hit him across the face with a pipe. It was just a sunk in place. And I'm thinking, good grief, all this with 16-ounce gloves on, you know? So I stayed there for about an hour, and then they found out what I did for a living and wanted me to take the physicals for the, you know, the rest of the competitors. So that tied me down. I really wanted to go eat, you know.
Yeah.
And so my brother went with me. He was going to be my corner man.
Uh-huh.
But they wouldn't let you have your own corner man. They provided them, which was big mistake. Big mistake. So I couldn't believe the condition of some of those heavyweights. I mean, I don't see how they kept from having strokes. Someone had blood pressure 220 over 120, you know. We'd hold them for like an hour and keep taking their blood pressure till it come down. It's so hyped up and everything. But anyway,
jeez.
Got to my weight division, and I was the only one they weighed. He asked me how much I weighed, and I said, well, I weigh 160, you know. Ain't that the limit? And he said, yeah. And he said, is that where your clothes on? And I said, well, yeah. So, well, cowboy boots, a pair of Levi's, two shirts, and my coat, I weighed 166. And I'm going, man, that was close, you know, because a couple of mornings I'd weighed like 157, you know, so I'd been eating to try to get up to 160.
Yeah.
And they weighed me and didn't weigh nobody else. And so got up there, and it was six guys in my division. Five of them were seasoned kickboxers.
Hmm.
I mean, one guy's body fat was like -15%. You could see blood veins in his earlobes, you know. And I was, I was the shortest, the lightest, and the oldest there.
Yeah.
You know, first guy I fought was a 6'2" cop from Jackson.
Hmm.
Hit me in the throat about 20 times. Instead of hitting you with a hook punch, he'd forearm me in the throat, you know. And it'd take you out. You couldn't breathe, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they put a headgear, they call your name, you know, fighting out of the red corner or whatever, so I go jumping through the ropes. Never been in a boxing ring, and that thing bounces about like a trampoline does.
Oh really?
You know, yeah. It ain't like you think, like a concrete floor or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I jumped on it. You could jump up and down. I think, good grief, this ain't right. And so the corner man just jabbering away, couldn't understand nothing. I mean, they got AC/DC music playing, you know,
yeah,
at high volume. Place has got like 2,000 people in it screaming and hollering, you know. And so I'm trying to understand as much as I can because everything's happening so fast, you know. And he put that headgear on me, and I told him, I said, man, this is way, way too little. I mean, too big. I got to have something else, you know. No, man. Once we put it on, we can't take it off, you know. And I'm going, shoot, this is my luck. The stupid headgear, Jeff, come down to my nose. I couldn't even see. And so the bell rings, you know, and I go running out there. What? Guy nails me right in the nose, bloodies my nose right off the bat. Hits me again, busts my bottom lip. I got blood going everywhere, you know. I can't see the guy. So I'm hollering to the ref. I'm going, ref, I can't see. Whop! I'm thinking, well, at least he ain't got enough power to knock me out. I mean, I look like Rocky, you know. He ain't going to knock me out. I mean, the guy's done hit me, you know, like 20 times, and they ain't failed yet. So I said, well, if I can make it through three rounds, I'll survive, you know. And so I kept hollering for the ref to help me get the headgear because I couldn't push it up with those gloves on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And go out spitting blood and everything, yeah, sure. And this guy just pounding the stew out of me. So I would look, and when I could see his knees, I'd swing. I'm serious. I fought that guy by looking at his knees. And, man, it was hilarious.
Oh,
it was hilarious. You know, I'm old diggum face, bloody mess, and I'm looking for a guy's knees dancing around, you know. And so I made it through three rounds, though. I didn't get knocked out or nothing. And go back, well, they told us that if none of us got knocked out, we'd get to fight the next night. You know, I said, well, good. You know, I get to go on to the final thing on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And but, man, those heavyweights was dropping like flies, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, they was big old boys, you know, just regular old bubbas come in there, you know, weigh 300. I mean, the heavyweight division was from 185 to 400 pounds. And they would fall, look like a tree, just whoom, you know. But they had one guy in there that was bad to the bone. It was a black guy. He had three fights, Jeff, and total fighting time was less than 60 seconds.
Dang.
He got three fights, three knockouts. One was in 11 seconds, one was in 14.
Oh, total of 60
seconds.
Yeah. Dang.
He knocked three guys out in less than 60 seconds.
God.
You know? I mean, he looked like a Mississippi Mike Tyson going in there, you know. And I'm going, oh, boy. You know. So the next night, I get up there, you know, and had to fight this guy that won in Greenville. They had one in Greenville back in January, and he won it. He said he weighed 184 pounds, which was the limit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then he told me, I talked to him, he said he was a heavyweight and dropped 20 pounds to make it to 140. Well, this other guy beside me was asking him how he lost weight, and he said, well, I used to weigh 230. I'm thinking, well, 230 minus 20 is 210, and you look like you weigh 200 pounds. Why are you telling folks you weigh 184? I mean, you know, do I look like I put the tailgate up on a turnip truck? You know, he was big. He looked like a Marine, you know, old square jaw, no hair, you know. And I knew, when I said, I bet it's going to come down to me and him, you know. And what he'd do is he'd come out, he'd throw three jabs and about 100 hook punches, and they'd drop. Well, he knocked the first two guys out in front of me, and then I had to fight him. And so what I done is I took my own headgear the next night, and I said, they're going to have to pull it off of me. If they call blue corner, I'll go to blue corner. But if they call red, I'm going to jump in there with this red headgear on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so sure enough, looked out, man. Call my name. I go running up there to the red corner, jump through the ropes. And, I'm all zoned in, you know. I got the kill mode on. Because, buddy, you don't dance when you go in that ring. Those guys are head hunting, and they're there to take you out in a few seconds, you know. You don't have any kind of game plan or nothing. They just come at you to kill you. And so, like I said, I was all hyped up, and I was looking at the referee. He points to me, points to the other guy, and I was waiting for him to drop his hand, you know. And, man, I hit something. I didn't know what it was. And I turned and looked, and the Budweiser girl's prancing around the ring with a round one sign on and that thong stuck up her rear end, you know. Just, you know how they do. And I didn't even see the heifer, man. It hit the side, and I almost knocked it down. I'm going, golly, that took me out. Well, that broke my concentration. And then he dropped his hand. We went running out there, buddy. Boom, 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 you know. And so he hit me a couple times, and I was getting in some good punches. Well, I knew that I was going to have to sacrifice myself. And when he threw a jab, I just jumped back and then jumped in on him and hit him with about four liver shots. Well, about on the fourth one, I felt his belly go soft. You know, I had that joker down. He was hugging my knee now and didn't get a standing eight count. And just as I was fixing to take him out, I had my hand raised, but I was going to hit him with an old hand right. And the referee grabbed my hand and separated us. And he didn't get a standing eight count. I don't figure that out because, you know, this guy's a champion, and I knocked him down. I mean, he was hugging my knee with both hands.
Mm.
And they pulled us apart. And then it wasn't long after that till the round was over, you know. Well, I wasn't going back to my corner. I was going to stay on the side because the night before the guy took a towel, man, and it just scrub your face with it. Like, I mean, you know how they do, like on TV, they throw the towel in it, and it feels like they're running tree limbs up your nose, you know. I told the man, I said, look, fella, I said, you hurt me worse than this guy out here. I'm fine. Just leave me alone. And, you know, they wet and you just spraying your face down, take a towel and just scrub your face. And I said, man, that hurts. Just quit, you know. Well, when I went out there, the guy told me, he said, this guy take you apart. You got to punch. I said, I ain't going to be throwing no jabs at this guy. I said, I'm going to do uppercuts and liver shots. I said, that's all I'm going to do. I said, the guy's a foot taller than me. He outweighs me 40 pounds. I said, I ain't crazy. No, man, you got to jab. I said, I ain't jabbing. He's got a foot longer reach than I do. And anyway, my game plan worked. I got inside and dropped him down, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, when I come back, I come back about maybe 5 feet from the corner. And so they reach and grab me. You out, man. You out, man. Well, I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't hear him good. I said, what are you saying? I can't hear you. You out, man. I said, you're going to have to look at me and holler. I said, because I can't hear you. And so I think he thought I was hurt. And I couldn't hear what he was saying, you know. Because, I mean, I couldn't hear what he was saying. Yeah. But I think he thought I was injured.
Yeah.
So he's waving to the ref, and I'm wanting to fight. And he thinks I'm not wanting to, but anyhow. The referee, it ain't like they called a fight. He just starts taking my gloves off, you know, like the fight's over. So I said, well, darn, you know. I go through all of this mess, and then the fight gets called or whatever. They never announced me as a loser and him a winner or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that was up to the money fight. Would you believe I made it up to the money, and then they done that?
Jeez.
Yeah, I know it. Well, anyway, the old Marine guy won. It was between him and the guy that I fought the night before, which I could have beat now that I got a headgear on. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I could have, after I watched him fight, I could have taken him out with no problem. He was 6'2" and weighed 167 pounds. I mean, he was skinny, but like I said, the guy looked like he could run from now till 1999. You know. And I mean, he was a young, like I said, young cop from Jackson, and just the guys in my division were superlative athletes.
Mm.
You know, they came to win. You know, it wasn't just like some old guy, you know, just gonna come out there and fight that night. I mean, they were dead serious in it, because the guy that won it said he had been training since December 1st, running about 8 miles a day and hitting a heavy bag just for that fight.
Hmm.
You know, and but anyway, I could have come in second place. I don't, you know, I think if it had went three rounds, it could have went in any way between me and him. But the guy was a real good boxer, you know, and it would have been down to just a lucky punch knocked the other one out. Because I talked to him, and he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, you're probably the most underrated guy in this building. He said, I've been doing this a while, and he said, I ain't taking a punch like the one you hit me with since I've been boxing. His old nose was red. His cheek was red. He said, I saw a white light there that first, just that left jab you stuck out. He said, I must have been running full blast when I hit it. But it was fun, though. Huh. It was fun.
God.
You ever have a chance to go to one?
Man, I wish I could have seen it.
You know.
God. Well, did Mary Kay come for the second night, too?
Do what now?
Did Mary Kay come for the second night too? Or
yeah. They have one in Greenville. Now is that up there by? No, that's Greenville is north, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, it's either Greenville or Greenwood. It's one of the greens. I never can keep them straight.
Yeah.
But they're gonna have one. He's gonna try to have one in Hattiesburg too, at the Civic Center.
Oh, okay.
So. You know, I may do it again. I mean, it ain't nothing like a kickboxing tournament. Nothing, buddy. That's child's play compared to these things, buddy.
Really?
Oh man, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. The women, they had four girls that fought, and one of them, her face was about as blood red as the headgear she was wearing. One of them had one eye.
One eye?
She was about 115 pounds with one eye.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it looked like leftovers from Mad Max tryouts movies, you know. People come from the wasteland. One of the heavyweights, like I said, he had an earring stuck through his eyebrow. The other guy had one through his tongue. He said, they told us to bring a mouthpiece, but they didn't tell us what kind. And he rolled his tongue out, and he's got an earring stuck through his tongue. I'm thinking, man, these people ain't right.
That is funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, you could imagine the energy in that bar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, big boxing ring set up in the middle of it, a couple of thousand people in there. And now the name of the place is Rodeos, you know, like you figure just a regular old redneck cowboy bar.
I've heard of Rodeos.
Huh?
I've heard of Rodeos.
Yeah,
yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But they play some rocking music tonight. They box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
they're twanging around, you know. Didn't see a whole lot of cowboy boots and hats. Yeah, but it was fun. But if you ever have, or like next year, I'll let you know, because I think my brother may fight in it too next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And if he does, I'll let you know so you can come make a point to try to come down for it.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to see that. I wish I could have seen this one, man. That'd have been great.
Yeah, we took two video cameras.
I was gonna say.
Well, you know how it is. It never works when you want it to.
Oh, really?
I got 60 seconds. You know,
really?
I got the fight with the Marine. You know, that 60-second bout on it. But
okay.
I didn't get the one where the guy was hitting me in the throat. But,
okay. Well, you are gonna save it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I wanna see.
Oh, you're gonna have to come down, man. Mary Kay went out and got us a 60-inch Mitsubishi TV.
What?
Yeah, I got a theater in the living room.
You do it with something like that?
Yeah.
My gosh.
But in the kitchen seat, it's life size.
Oh, I know. Well,
you know, you can go up there and stand beside it, and the people are big as you are.
Well, is that a projection screen? That's not a tube, right?
No.
Okay.
40 is the biggest they make in a TV.
Actually, they got up to 52 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see a 52 down there. 40 was the biggest I saw.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Go watch movies.
I just wish I could stay up late enough to watch movies on, you know, and to get up at 4:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Weekend. This was the first week. You want that tightened or loosened? You know, we've been gone both weekends since we got it.
Mm.
I'm trying to loosen the cartridge on a pistol here. I don't. That's loosened all the way, son. Isn't it?
How do you get it out?
Tell me about the Miata.
Oh, I got it fixed. I took it to a detailer, and he put all kind of stuff on it and buffed it out and shoot. It took probably 70% of it out, so, you know. It looks fine to me.
Well, how much was it, though?
Oh, nothing. Don't
no,
worry
no.
about that.
Rodney?
Don't worry about that.
Rodney, I'm serious.
I know. It was so little it ain't worth worrying.
No,
about.
You're not. You ain't telling me that, Rodney.
Yeah.
You're not.
Well,
telling
I am.
Me that. No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Come on, please.
Because I'm. You're not gonna believe.
Well, tell me. Just to let me know.
How much it was?
Yeah.
I gave him $5.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
may give him a bunch of $5.
No. When you come, you'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah.
What is it? I mean, how does it look, though? I mean, is it, you know?
Looks good enough to suit me. That's all that matters. Yeah.
Rodney, are you sure?
Yeah. You ain't going to believe it when you see it. The only ones left here were the ones that were white, and it wasn't, you know, many of them at all. You know how to get the CO2 cartridge out of a pistol?
Nuh-uh.
It's got to be a switch on here somewhere.
Rodney, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
You'll see when you come, you know.
He never come.
Justin says you never come.
Well, you don't.
He's coming, you know, by next year. He'll be here by the birth of his birth.
Hey, when's the last time you came up here?
Don't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah, try never.
We still got a pocket. It does, right there, son, somewhere.
My
but
I still haven't gotten the scrambler running. It's I'm assuming it has 5 gears, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one, something's bad wrong with it.
In what gear?
I can only do two.
It doesn't go up anymore?
One down, one up.
Is that sitting still?
Yeah.
It ain't going to go any higher if you're not moving.
Oh, really? Is that okay?
Yeah,
I didn't know
that. If you were to roll it, get to rolling, you might could get it in third gear, but I don't know of hardly any bikes that you can get just like pull a clutch in and try to shift it all the way up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. For some reason or another, first or second, you know, you can't hardly go past second gear without the motor running and it rolling.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that.
Sometimes you can get to going on a hill, you know, get to moving like 10 miles an hour or something like that, and, you know, keep clicking it and it'll go up.
Just as long as the clutch has to be out, right? I mean, with the clutch in this rolling? I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think it's just the way the gears are set up in the transmission.
Yeah.
To, you know, they just don't work.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't just that one. It's all bikes.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. If you find a good buy on a 125 dirt bike, let me know.
Okay.
You know, Justin's wanting one.
What kind of?
I'd love to have a CR 125.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Nice shoot, yeah. What kind of year are you looking at? I mean,
just something real cheap. You know, it don't matter what year, because I think you can pretty see all the CRs. Those engines hadn't changed much at all. You know, whether it's a 80 model or a 95. You know.
The only thing is the suspension, I guess.
Which ain't gonna mean squat to him. You know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, as long as the engine's in good shape, and ain't bored out to the last, you know, fourth oversize.
Yeah, I'll keep my eye open.
As long as it has some rebuilding left in it, that's all I care about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the clutch doesn't seem to work too well. I can't get it cranked though, for one thing. I've pushed her, I've kicked her, I've you know.
Have you got a hot battery in it?
Yes.
You turn the key, the lights come on.
No.
Well, you got an electrical problem.
Well, I thought I could start it without having I thought I could push start it with that problem.
No.
Really?
No,
okay.
Like if you took your battery out,
mm-hmm.
I mean, now some dirt bikes you can do that have a magneto on it, but if it's got an alternator or a generator on it, you got to have juice for it to crank.
Okay,
And it don't take much, but you still got to have some.
Okay.
It's only on, like, dirt bikes, like I say, that's set up with a magneto that you can bump start one without a battery.
Okay.
I mean, like Justin's little motorcycle, see, it doesn't have a battery, it's got a magneto.
Okay.
That generates. That's why, you know, you can push it off. But
right.
But no, that one, you got to have a little bit of electrical power to get it going.
Okay.
Three things you got to have on one. You got to have electricity, you got to have spark, and you got to have gas going to it.
Yeah.
If it floods, you're getting gas. If you're sitting there kicking on it and you pull a plug out and it's wet, you know you're getting gas. If you pull that plug out and stick it on your cylinder wall, you know, just hold it up against the cylinder and kick through it, you know, brr, 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 and kick it, and you see a little blue spark go between the gap and your spark plug, that means you're getting fire.
Okay.
So then you're down to an electrical problem.
Okay.
You know, which it could be your coils, which are, I think they're probably underneath the gas tank on that motorcycle.
I don't know anything about motorcycles,
right? Yeah, I think it's probably... you ain't got no way... Yeah, you got a truck.
Yeah, I can bring it down there.
You know, Ricky Smith probably have it running in less than an hour.
Hmm.
You know, that's something to think about sometime when you come down for a weekend.
Yeah.
Just tie it down in the back of your truck, and he'd have it running in just a minute, you know.
Yeah. Where can
we could probably spend a couple of hours spiffing it up and everything.
I would like to do that.
Yeah, well, think about it.
Well, it's that kind of weekend.
Getting that weekend is a problem, isn't it?
It is. I barely had a chance to work on it at all. Where's the cheapest place for me to buy spark plugs and the cables and stuff?
Do what now?
Where spark plugs for it and the cables for it. I mean, where's the cheapest place I can buy that?
Oh, you can just go to AutoZone and take a plug out of it,
mm-hmm.
and take it down there with you. you know, and they ought to be able to match it with a, you know, NGK or whatever you got in it.
Okay.
And now I don't know about the plug wires. You're probably going to end up getting plug wires at a regular motorcycle shop.
Oh,
right. You know, are they pretty rotten looking and all?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah. That, see, it's little things like that could be the problem. That's why I say pull a plug out and hold it up against the cylinder, and if it's a spark going across it, you're in good shape. But if it ain't, your spark plug wires could be bad or your coils could be bad. That's about the only two things that's going to cause that. But if you got spark and you got gas, you ought to have a running engine, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it may not be running great, but that's the two things you got to have.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And see, I mean, even after it crashes, it may miss a lot because, I mean, unless you take your carburetor bottoms off and get the water, you know, condensation out of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that.
Yeah.
You know. You care if I catch this call right quick?
Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm back, man.
Okay.
Baseball practice, 4 o'clock Tuesday. Oh, man.
That for Justin?
Yeah, he's decided to play this year. I think it's one of those peer pressure things.
Mm.
He never had been keen on it before, but, you know, I figure when he got older, he probably didn't want to.
Yeah.
He's probably got girls wanting to watch him or something.
Good reason.
Yeah. Well, how's Trisha doing? Have you heard from her?
She's doing fine, you know.
Mary Kay told me baby due in October.
Yeah, October the 6th? I think it's October the 6th.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
What's Janet doing?
Watching TV.
Well, how far y'all live from us?
Hour and a half.
Shoot, that ain't no more than going to Jackson.
It's less than going to Jackson.
Huh?
2 hours to Jackson? Oh, for you guys, it's less.
Yeah.
Okay. For us, it's about 2 hours for us, 2.5.
Well, is it hard to find your house?
Uh-uh. We're right on the highway.
Is it an exit or something like that?
No, well, just come up, come up 25. Come up, you know, 1915, you know, up 25. We're on.
What, going through Philadelphia?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's the quickest way from where you are.
I thought I went up Highway 45.
Yeah, it's easier to get to my house from that way. The other
from
way.
45
cause
or
no,
from Philadelphia?
No, 25 because I'm on 25.
Oh, okay.
I live on 25.
Well, now take me from Philadelphia. How'd I get there from Philadelphia?
Okay. So what is Philadelphia's at 19 and 15, right?
I don't know where 15 branches off.
Shoot. Just go up 19. Jan, turn the TV down. What is 15 hit 19 in Philadelphia?
I thought it was 16.
Okay, well, you go through Philadelphia and you stay on 19 or something? I just followed the signs. All right,
tell me the signs.
Just 19 and then 15 north, you know.
15 north.
Yeah, and then 25. 25 North will take you straight to us.
What's the name of the town?
What, where you get on 25?
Or whatever, where you live.
Oh, Starkville.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's try to give you an idea. Okay. You're going to, right before you get on 20, oh, man. I've driven the route so many times, I don't even pay attention. Right?
Yeah.
Janet, what's the town right now, right south of us? Deerfield.
Deerfield.
Yeah, you come up, when you're going up 25,
mm-hmm.
You're going to get, okay, here's a little When you're on 25, you're going to pass the Knox Should Be Refuge.
A what?
A refuge. The Knox Should Be Refuge.
Oh, Knox Should Be Refuge.
Knox, yeah, yeah. It's a park or wildlife area. And you'll go through that, just to give you an idea. And then you're going to keep going up, and you're going to...